You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Boy, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chof Aleph, the Torah discusses the Makkah, the plague of Choshech. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Teyotcha al Hashemayim bi Choshech, al Eretz Mitzrayim v'yomesh Choshech. And Rashi immediately tells us that this v'yomesh Choshech, that the darkness will become darker, comes to teach us that it wasn't a regular darkness. It was a darkness darker than night. So there's some kind of special spiritual connotation, a spiritual power of darkness. And in Pasuk Chof Gimel, it adds additional explanation, seemingly, the Pasuk, regarding the nature of this Choshech. V'loi ro ish es achiv. No man could see his brother. V'loi komu ish mitachtav. A person could not rise from whatever position he was. If he was laying, he couldn't get up. If he was sitting, he couldn't get up. So there's some kind of significance to these words of loy ra'u. Some sort of spiritual sight was removed from them, or spiritual ability that comes through sight. Loy kamu ish metachtov, there's a spiritual connotation of this kamu, of not being able to rise up. And then it says, l'chol v'nei Yisrael hoyu oyer b'mosh voysal, that for all of Klal Yisrael there was light in their dwelling. But just like the Choshech was a supernatural Choshech, the light was a supernatural light that Klal Yisrael had. And this Torah focuses, and forgive me, dear friends, an enlightening Torah from Sefer HaMasayim Tzoifim, from the Chidush Yarim, and he focuses on these Psukim. And he says that, contrary to what the natural world acknowledges, that the interaction that we have with each other, Klal Yisrael, the nature of the interaction has a profound effect on our spirituality and the physical success that we realize. And if we don't have the proper relationship with Achenu Beis Yisrael, then our spiritual ability and our physical ability are limited. And I quote, "She'im ein achdus, if there's no unity, haynu she'noisim pegam b'hanhogas chaveira." A Jewish person looks at another Jew, as we would say in English, with a jaundiced eye. They don't find favor in our eyes. Then, oz loy komu ish mitachtov. And surprisingly, he says that even if we want to improve ourselves spiritually, and we have a mida loy toiva, let's say we have some sort of personality trait that we want to improve ourselves. We want to get out from being an angry person, and kas, we want to get out from any kind of inappropriate mida that we might have. If we do not look at each other in a favorable light, einoi yochol letzeis mimenu. How we look at each other will affect how we can better ourselves or not be able to better ourselves. Ma she'ein kein im yesh ahava ben chaverim, v'chol echad oy mechaveri toiv mimeni. If you have a group of Jewish people and each one looks at the other one and sees the midas toivus of the other one, then the way we look at each other will affect our ability to better ourselves. If we look at each other in a positive light, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us better ourselves. If we look at each other in a negative light, then the ability to better ourselves will be impeded. And he says that the same is true for non-Jews. V'chein hoyu b'mitzrayim, and he brings rias from various psukim, the Chidush Yarim, that starting with this makkah of Choshech, the Mitzrayim were not looking at each other in a favorable way. They lacked unity. And that's what it means, v'zeh loy ro'u ish es ochiv, sh'niskalkulu kol ha'madreges, v'loy hoyu mekablam hashpoa zeh mizeh. There's a supernatural power, and this is brought down in other places as well, specifically about the Dor HaFloga, that as long as that there was unity, they could see Hatzlach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the story of the Dor HaFloga, had to create a pirud between the people that were in the world at the time, because they would see Hatzlach as long as they were of one mind and one heart and looked at each other in a positive way. And they also say that regarding the generation of Yoravim ben Nevat, that even though they were Bali Avoyda Zora, but they had some sort of spiritual power was granted to them because of the unity that they had towards each other. But starting with the Makas Choshech, when it says that the Choshech, that V'loi Ro'o Ish Ochiv, they didn't look at one another with brotherly love, it seems, V'loi Komu, this caused them not to be able to rise. This was a grave impediment to them. And when it says, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Hoya Oyel, This is the flip side of it. And Klal Yisrael was given a supernatural power of spiritual sight. And Rashi says that this spiritual sight enabled the Yidden to see where all of the hidden treasures were of the Mitzrayim, so that afterwards, when they left Mitzrayim, and they wanted to have the Mitzrayim give them, lend them precious vessels, Rashi says that the Mitzrayim said, "We don't have any." And the Yidden said, "No, during Ma'akas Choshech we saw that you do have." This was one of the benefits of the spiritual sight that they were giving, that the Pasuk tells us, L'chol b'nei Yisrael hoya oya. So Klal Yisrael gained spiritual sight, they gained unity, and the Mitzrayim lost unity to their great detriment. So I believe that this Torah from the Chiddush Arim directly relates to the famous Maimer of the Kedushas Levi that talks about how every Yid in Klal Yisrael is obligated to think about how every other Yid is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is obligated to be melamed zchus, to say nice things about other Yiddish children, other Yiddish people, always say nice things. And it seems obvious, in a very surprising way, that this that we say good about another Yid and only see them in a beautiful light and say how beloved they are to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, we do ourselves a favor when we do this. Because, as we just quoted, if we want to better ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a siyata d'shmaya to better ourselves, commensurate to how we look and articulate ourselves to Achenu Beis Yisrael. And before I finish with this Torah from the Chiddush Arim, he makes special interesting mention about how we're supposed to articulate ourselves. And he talks about how if there's a group of people and each one says, "You're a bigger tzaddik than I am," even though each person may have negative things about them that's obvious, but the other Yid who's looking at them is only focusing on the good. For whatever reason, he always is articulating the better part of his friend's nature. And I want to very much condense a story which beautifully articulates how this is done. The story is told, and we're going to have to condense it, from Arya Levin that he had a minig that Erev Shabbos, after he put on his Shabbos tikkah begodim, he wore a spodik and a bekesha, on his way to shul he would go through Machne Yehuda to make sure all the shops are closed, because it was close to Shabbos. And once he saw that an ice cream store was open very late and doing very brisk business because it was very hot, and the Yiddish store owner was doing tremendous business, and he had a line of customers out the door. So he walked into the ice cream shop with his Shabbos Dikah Begadim, and he sat down at the counter. And of course, everybody recognized him. He was known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And the store owner ran over to him, and he said, "Rabbi, what can I do for you?" And he was very careful. And he said, "I see that you're doing very good business, and I feel good for you. But Shabbos is Shabbos. It's almost Shabbos." He didn't say anything negative about him at all. But the shop owner understood what he was trying to say. And as Rabbi Levin left the shop and walked down the street, he looked over his shoulder and he saw that the fellow was riding all the customers out and pulling down the terisim, those shutters. And he saw that his words were accepted by the shop owner. And then later on in the week, he happened to bump into the shop owner, and Rabbiya told the shop owner, "I want you to know that it was a big nisoyan for you to close. It was a big test because you finally had some parnasa. You don't always have a line like this out your door." And he said, "I don't know if I would have been able to stand this nisoyan." So you see how beautifully he expressed himself, Rabbiya Levin, and so softly and praising the other fellow who was obviously being open late. So Rabbi Nishlan, we should learn how to emulate saying in the beauty of Achinu Beis Yisrael and telling them nice things and being machazik them. And we will do ourselves a favor that we will be able to better ourselves. And this is also the Habala Tar Messiah law. If we try our best to better ourselves, and there's unique message in this Torah which we said today, then the Eibishter will help that our words will find favor by our fellow Jews, even if we have to say Musa, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us better ourselves in the schus that we're saying these things in this positive way. And we'll be zercha to refuas and yeshuas and geulas and psulas toivas from ourselves and from Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.